Right after the televised debate last night, I spoke to the senior Conservative Party politician, the Home Secretary, Theresa May.
Well, I think what came out of that whole two-hour debate was David Cameron gave a very strong performance. I think he was clearly in command. I think there were points where you saw the other six leaders actually scrapping among themselves. And it was very clear that David was the only leader who'd got a plan for the future. That's about building on the success we've had with the long-term economic plan so far. But his clear message at the end was don't throw it all away.
Yeah, and we heard his rehearsed lines, didn't we, of how many jobs this government has created. And we saw him, Theresa, duck the question when he was asked where we're getting the 12 billion of cuts from. He simply said we've had 21 billion so far, and he didn't answer the question.
Well, can I just pick up on what you've just said about the rehearsed lines? Because actually, you talk about the figures. These are figures that are facts. You know, there are nearly 2 million people, more people in work now than were in 2010. And that's not just a figure. It's about people who've got a steady wage now going into their pockets for themselves and their families, giving them security. And that's what we're talking about. Yes, we've got to take some difficult decisions again for the next couple of years in relation to public sector spending. And we've set out how we can achieve that. But crucially, this is about building a strong economy.
Well, that's the point you haven't set out. That's the whole point, though. You haven't set out where the 12 billion of cuts are coming from. You've refused to do so.
What we've done is we've been very clear that of the 30 billion that we say needs to be saved, 30 billion which, by the way, Labour voted for as well. They accepted that 30 billion is going to have to be saved in public sector expenditure. 13 billion of that will come from savings in government departments, 5 from bearing down on tax avoidance and tax evasion, and 12 billion from welfare. And yes, we have said, I mean, there are some indications about what we would do, such as freezing working age benefits. We are being clear about the approach that we would take.
You're not being clear.
But it's important
to
have a strong...
Clear. Well, hold on a second. You're not being clear about the 12 billion. And if you want to challenge me on that, spell out tonight, Theresa May. Add up the 12 billion for me. Let's start at zero. Add it up.
What you will see is when the time comes, you will see the whole of the 12 billion. But what I've just done I've just indicated to you, for example, working age benefits being frozen. But why we need... The question is, why do we need to do this? The question is, why do we need to do these changes?
But that's not the question.
Why do we need to do the... Yes, it is the question. I'm sorry. It is the question.
But you're not addressing the question that I'm asking, which is, tell us tonight. Because here we have this political language from you that you're being really clear. So be crystal clear with me tonight and help me understand how you get to the 12 billion.
I have indicated to you that, given you an indication in relation to the part of the 12 billion.
That adds up to how much?
But I've been clear about part of the 12 billion, but what I'm very clear about, and we've said that we will not be, I'm not setting out tonight every detail of that 12 billion.
You're not setting out most of it.
What I'm clear about is why we need to take these measures.
You see,
and the Labour Party has supported the 30 billion cuts. They voted in Parliament
for those
30 billion cuts.
But Theresa, here's what I don't understand. If your party has nothing to hide, and if the message that you really want to get through to the British public is that you're being clear, then why are you not spelling it out? What are you hiding in that 12 billion? Is it possible you're going to tax and hurt disabled people in this country, for example? Can you rule out cutting disabled people's benefits or taxing them? Can you rule that out?
What we're clear about is the principles on which we will be operating.
So you've just dodged
that
question.
And that is about protecting... No, well, if you let me say what I want to say in terms of how I wish to answer it, then perhaps you'd hear. The principles are very clear, which is about protecting the most vulnerable, about protecting disabled people, but it's also about protecting pensioners and making work pay.
But that was not... Now, so you have dodged the question, Theresa. You've completely dodged the question, so let me put it again. Disabled people in this country, can you rule out this evening cutting their benefits, putting an extra tax on their benefits? Can you rule that out?
What I've said is that we will, in due course, set out the 12 billion, but protecting disabled people, protecting the most vulnerable, is one of the principles that will underpin the decisions that we're taking. Also protecting pensioners and making work pay.
And
it's important that we make work pay, because that means that people can actually get into the workplace. What we've been doing is we've seen nearly 2 million more people in work under this government. What that means is that there are 2 million more people with that steady wage packet securing their future. And we want to ensure another 2 million getting to work over the next Parliament under a Conservative government.
And when you just said that you will spell out in due course the 12 billion, will that be before the general election or after? What does due course mean?
Well, it means exactly what I say. It means that there will be a point in time when we will spell out that
before the election, 12 billion.
What we have got as a, if we're back in government is, of course, to go into a comprehensive spending review to set out in relation to the future budgets of government departments and so forth, what is going to happen in relation to spending.
But Tracy, you won't answer that question either then. When you said in due course you will spell out the 12 billion, does due course mean, can you give a promise tonight that it will be before people are asked to cast their vote?
What we will set out before people are asked to cast their vote is the approach that we are taking as a Conservative Party to addressing this issue.
The question is, will you spell out the 12 billion before the general election? Yes or no? Will you spell it out before the general election?
What I've just said is that we will spell out the approach that we are taking in the future in relation to these matters.
OK. Theresa May, thank you very much indeed.